Continuing commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, Perkei Avos, tonight's mission of the seventh mission in the first parak, Nitoy Har Beili. We have three teachings from the Tana, Nitoy Har Beili. Number one, he writes, Harchek Mishochein Ra. A person has to distance himself from a evil or bad neighbor. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and as much as we recognize the influence that a neighbor has, as the Mishnah later on in Perkei Avos will describe, that a Shochein Tov, that a good neighbor, is one of the greatest things that a person needs to look after because of the impact that our neighbors have on us, the way that we live our lives, the things that we do. There's just the impact that we have from those who surround us and are involved in our lives in such a way. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, what the Mishnah is saying, Harchek Mishochein Ra, it's not necessarily saying that if you find yourself in a position you have to move, which might be true, but this is actually talking before that, that when a person goes house shopping, so they always ask, what's the house like? What's the location? One of the questions that a person is obligated to ask, a Jew has to ask, who are the neighbors? What are they like? Because before you move into a home, it's going to affect the way that a person lives their life, and therefore the Mishnah teaches, that's a question, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when you ask on the curb appeal, what does the house look like? You got to look at the neighbors' houses as well to see who's there and what impact that will have on a person's life as well. And then Nitoy Har Beili teaches, V'al tischaber l'rasha. Now the word tischaber, a chibur, is a connection. Do not either associate or literally, physically connect yourself to a rasha, a wicked person you can't connect yourself to. Rabbeinu Yonah writes here that this is actually a worse aver than any one individual aver that a person can do, because when a person does a particular aver, so that's the aver that was done, and then you deal with it. But if you connect yourself to a rasha, so he writes it as the same impact as when you connect yourself to a tzaddik. If you support a tzaddik, be it financially or emotionally, in any other way that you support him, then everything that that tzaddik does, you have a hand in. And you get credit. There's a level of schar that when you connect yourself, this is why yeshivas do well fundraising, because when you contribute to a yeshiva, everything that goes on in the yeshiva, you have a part. I've been mischaber, I've connected myself to all that goes on, and therefore I have a chelik in whatever's taking place. If you're mischaber to a rasha, if you connect yourself, associate yourself in any way, support a rasha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, well then you're going to get punished for every single thing that that rasha then goes ahead and does. You are then associated with that, and then by extension, you will take some of the blame and some of the fall for that as well. And he writes on this particular phrase of the mission as well, that a person is not even allowed to say, when it's in regards to a rasha, overtly I'll support him, I don't want to cause any trouble, I don't want to cause any fights, I don't want to be in any issues. So overtly I'll pretend as if everything is fine, but inside I know that I don't agree with what he's doing. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah is teaching al tischaber, you cannot be mischaber, you cannot connect yourself, associate in any way, even if it's only overt, that anyone should see, that the Rasha himself should see, that you in any way support him. One has to take a stand. If what the person is doing is wrong, is evil, we are not allowed to in any way condone it or be a part of it or say that it's acceptable, even on the outside, despite whatever we think is going on the inside. Person has to say, I don't want to associate with myself with this, I don't want to be part of this, I can't be part of this kind of activity and behavior. And then Nitoy Har Beili concludes, V'al tisyo'esh minat poronius. Do not despair of retribution. Rashi here, or Rabbeinu Yonah first I'll say, connects these to the other two, that a person might say, here's a Shochein Ra, or here's a Rasha, but nothing's happening to him, he seems to be doing just well, his business is prospering, so I'll connect myself, I know that he's doing things wrong in business, I know that he's cheating, and that he's not running his business honestly, but I'll invest in him anyway, because it seems like things are going well, and then when there's a problem, so then I'll back out. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Al tisyo'esh, do not despair of Peronis, because it comes, and you don't want to be connected to the Rasha when it comes, because if you're connected to it when it comes, then you're going to get swept up in it as well. Therefore the Mishnah concludes, says Rabbeinu Yonah, as a strengthening, do not connect to an evil neighbor, do not connect to an evil person, because retribution will eventually come. Rashi here has a very interesting comment on this last line of do not despair from punishment, picking up, Rashi says, Shema to Asher, even if you're a wealthy person, says Rashi, Al tiftach b'ashrach, do not be confident in your wealth, because poronios are mimaheres lavo. Sometimes retribution happens quick, and right now things seem really good, but says Rashi, you cannot be confident, because you never know how fast it turns. And says Rashi, and the same thing is the exact opposite, when a person is in trouble, he says, Al tizyoish v'isha ha'yeshua krov lavo. In the same way, as the Mishnah says, poronios is close, says Rashi, you never know, do not despair, because you turn around and it's here. So too, when you're in a difficult situation, says Rashi, Yeshua's krova lavo. Before you know it, salvation has come as well. And Rav Olbit talks in his Sefer, he quotes this mission in his comment from Rashi. He writes, this is one of the fundamental concepts of bitachon and belief in Hashem, that we're in situations and we sometimes say, I don't know how in the world is this going to change. How do you ever get out of this situation? And part of the aspect is al tisyo'esh. Yeush, the word the Mishnah uses is yeush, is giving up, total despair. I'll never see anything out of this. And the Mishnah teaches it's never that way. You can never despair from retribution when things are good, but if there's a real problem underlying it, you never know how fast Hashem's ways of working the world swoops in and everything turns on a dime before you had a chance to think. And when you're in trouble and you think there's no way out of this, it's impossible that I can see a way that the situation would ever reverse itself, Al Tisyoish. A Jew is never allowed to have Yeish. He's never allowed to say it's impossible. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, and the way that he runs the world, as we've seen historically in our own lives, it just, things turn so fast. And that's part of the way that our Kaddish Baruch Hu runs the world, and therefore Al Tisyoish Min Afron. So you can never have Yeish, because things are never in despair, because of the element of Bitachon that we have, and that Hashem runs the world, and that Yeshua's Kovel Lavo, salvation is as quick to come as is retribution, when that's what it is called for.